Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Wilson, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing good. How's the countdown to Christmas, my people? How you doing? Me, I'm good. Let's get 2020 done. Do we agree? Yeah, because I'm done with this year. But anyway, another album review, and this time we're taking it to South Africa. And before we get into this review, do head over to motomotomusic.com. That's where you can find all the podcasts that I've done. And top right hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Click that and make a donation. This keeps everything flowing as it should, and keeps these album reviews coming. So
the latest African album review is
This is actually my first album review podcast for a Busiswa project. Though back in 2017, I did a written album review for her project Highly Flavored. Busiswa is back with a new album, which is about 3 weeks old and has been doing well. To get to do this review, Zandile Chiwanza came through on Twitter and asked me if I had done an album review for Busiswa's My Side of the Story. And I said, nope, but why not? And here we are. So here's a review for Busiswa, My Side of the Story. My Side of the Story has 12 tracks released under Majesty Music Entertainment. It has 1 hour, 5 minutes runtime, 16 features, multiple producer placements, including Mass Music, DJ Tunes, Mr. Jazzy Q, formerly of Jazzy Disciples, DJ Maporisa, Kabza De Small, and more. The album cover was a wonderful lesson in styling. Busiswa wore a traditional Xhosa Melton Duke head wrap while wearing a bodysuit painted in all black with some social media icons, music notes, hashtags, and emojis also painted all over her body. That's interesting. The symbolism here is very powerful. To me, this signifies a lady with some old school values who is current and modern with the trends and influence she has and experiences thanks to the internet. The backdrop looks like snippets of Anne or some articles written about her and her musical journey to the top of the charts. Very telling and brilliantly unique. Well done there.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
My Side of the Story opens up with Love Song, which has a beautifully sizzling kick and keys to start off things. What I love about it is, you know it's a dance song, but you wait maybe a minute before you can definitively say which genre it is. I'm a piano, of course. The level of acuity in the presentation is perfect for a first track of the album. The song is about a love that is fulfilling, and there is a lustful allure about it, which keeps things exciting. To spice things up even more, Busiswa got the Nigerian talent of Dunny, whose EP4 I reviewed a few months ago here on the African Album Review Podcast. Dunny showed up on this track, and I'm so proud of what she did. I actually think, next to South Africans, Nigerians are the second best on the continent at amapiano. They've taken to it so well and proven themselves at every turn. I love the synergy. Speaking of which, on track 2, Busiswa got one of the best non-South African amapiano producers in the form of Nigerian-American DJ Tunes and fellow Nigerian producer Dean. The beat here is dangerous, to say the least, and I see this tune breaking a few speakers at some gigs or something, whenever allowed to get out. Busiswa starts off by telling a love interest all these things she can do, then in the chorus she references the canned sardines called Lucky Star. But I need somebody to explain what exactly she's on about here, but it sounds hilarious. I mean, she's talking about sardines, canned sardines. Okay, whatevs. One of the most awesome stories to come out of this album is how Namibian saxophonist Susie Aces did a saxophone cover of one of Busiso's songs, I think, tagged her on social media and said, "I would love to work with you and I admire you." Busiso came across it, heard the cover and was like, "Queen, let's do this." And they have a song together on this album called Bonnie and Clyde. It's one of the best songs on the project, with such a clean Ama Piano production and very well done. Susie Aces has got some serious, serious skills on the saxophone, y'all. Probably the biggest single off my side of the story right now is Sabawit Ipiano, featuring Kamompela, who has her hand in some of the most poppin' Kid December songs right now. If you don't know it, go to YouTube and type Sabawit, which is SBWL, and it will show up. Busiso featuring Kamompela. It's a vibe and one of the biggest songs out of South Africa this year. Shout out to Kamompela for being so beastly on the mic. She has been on the same levels probably as Focalistic in 2019 and 2020. And they are two of my favorite artists right now, no doubt, because those are my piano vibes. I'm there, bruh. I'm there.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes on my side of the story are centered around living your best life, working hard to get what you want, not tolerating abusive partners, leaving something you thought was good for something better, having a good time with your girls. There are numerous references to some huge social media trends of the year if you listen closely. For example, the Don't Leave Me challenge is mentioned or makes its cameo on this album. In the end, I really think this album was more about freedom and knowing peace in your life. And then it feels like some things that were holding Busiso back were dealt with, and this album reinforces that. That sounds strange for a dance album, but trust me, it is. And then again, it's called My Side of the Story, which is Busiso's side of the story. So maybe some of those stories are personal? I don't know. The longest song on My Side of the Story is 8 minutes long, and the shortest is 4 minutes. I admit, the 8 minutes is a lot, but I only realized the particular song, Bonnie and Clyde, is 8 minutes long after about 5 minutes, 34 seconds. Was I even counting? Nah, it just hit me. It's not a big deal for the genre. Ama piano songs are traditionally long and often so good that you won't even notice. The sequencing on My Side of the Story was fantastic. There was a clear flow and momentum was actually maintained pretty much from start to finish. Busiso also finished the album on such a high note, because some of the biggest songs on there, like Sabawed, is like maybe 3 or 4 songs from last. And then the very last track, the one with, I think, DJ Mapurisa, Kabza, yo. Anyway, there are some impressive high points on My Side of the Story. Take the song Dololo, for example. The vocals on this song had me asking, is this Busiso, guys? She killed it. And I mean, she murdered that shit. Honestly, it's a song about a cheating man who ghosts a girl every time he's up to his shenanigans. And Busiso is tired of his nonsense, basically. The next track and the sequencing kind of sums things up. It's called Ndim Uhahaha. And for those that don't understand, it's like saying, I'm the joke, or am I a joke to you, or I'm a clown. Busiso, man, come on. That's a fire title. And she sings about being the joke, because her man always leaves her with her kids. He says he's out of town for work, but has gone on a vacation with a side piece, and he just treats her like crap, but then she hangs on because she loves him or whatever, you know. Did I mention the song titling masterclass here? Of course, Ndim Uhahaha. Man, that's a fire title, man. Okay, if there were awards, right, I'll definitely have, you know, the best song title of the year, and she takes it without a doubt. Dim Uha. Anyway, Busiswa uses social buzzwords and catchphrases to make memorable and even funny songs. I stan Busiswa, I stan. Back to the vocals, and Busiswa did everything on this album. Everything. She sang, she chanted, she rapped, she did a bit of spoken word. She switched up her flows multiple times. I know because of the uniqueness of her delivery, which is pretty distinct. She's been called a one-trick pony before, but this album proves beyond reasonable doubt that Busiswa is an all-round musician. She can do it all. The mixing and mastering were top class on here, as has become the expectation with the best artists on the continent. I mean, Busiswa worked with Beyonce and them. Ah, come on. I'd say Busiswa unlocked level 10 of her musicality. One thing she may not get enough props for is the fact that stylistically, she has been probably the only South African artist I can think of that has managed to fit every single huge musical dance trend from that country in the last 7 to 8 years like a glove. Every single one. And you know, that's no, you know, small thing.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
What I loved about my side of the story is that Busiswa kept the sound local without actually keeping it strictly local. She got some of her friends from all over the world to spice this project up quite nicely. In saying that, she retains her boss level delivery where she does her chanting and rapping and all that, but what you get is 100% unfiltered Busiswa with, you know, some surprises here and there. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. Busiswa brings the right energy on every single track and offers so many different styles. Yeah. I will say this outright, it's bloody hard to do a No Skips Amapiano album, which is not really a compilation, but Busiswa just did that, man. I really have no better words. I do have favorite songs on this album still, such as Makazi, Dololo, Love Song, Siaya featuring Zinga and Mass Music, Lucky Star, Ndimu, ha ha ha, Bonnie and Clyde, Sabawili Piano, and the lethal Dashi Kona featuring DJ Maporisa, Kapsa De Small, Vinyl Miller, and Mass Music, which is the last song on the album. If you like Amapiano, this album is a must. Add it to your collection right now before I finish up this podcast. If you like African dance music and to dance in general, this album is definitely gonna be huge for the remainder of December and into 2021 for sure. Busiswa outdid herself, and this is her best project to date, no doubt. And to support Busiswa, please stream the album, buy the album, do what you gotta do, because yeah, it's worth it. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.